Oh my goodness, I couldn't be a bigger clown. I am really trying to change my words about myself. I really want to call myself an idiot. But I know my weaknesses. And one of my weaknesses is administration. I do not get into details. I forget things all the time. If they're not written down, it's not happening. I have scheduled plane flights on the wrong days to the wrong cities. I mean, it is not something that God gifted me with. I'm so glad that I had an administrative assistant when I was in corporate America as a CIO, because I would miss all of my meetings. Just amazing. And my husband used to tease me all the time. Like, for example, I'd be sitting next to him at the kitchen island and he'd say, or my phone would ring. And I'd be like, I wonder why Joanna's calling me now. And he would say, well, did you reschedule your appointment? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I did. And he'd look at me like, you have a calendar. Even with the reminders, everyone, I don't get to my emails all day, every day. It's just not something that I check. So that's why I have to set alarms. I have to set alarms for my radio segments every week. I know that I have them, but I still have to set my alarm because I'll just get into something and I'll forget. Okay, so today, normally if I would be going to Tennessee, I would get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, get in the car at 4 and be on the road before anyone is really on the road, like no cars, no traffic. And today, I thought I had a doctor's appointment to get a CT scan of my heart so that I could see what kind of calcium blockage was going on in my arteries. And it took me a month to get the date. So, okay, let's just get to the story. So again, I'm getting ready. I got up at 4:30 and I showered and I packed and I was all ready by 6 o'clock. I'm downstairs with all my stuff. And thank you, Holy Spirit. He puts on my heart to look at my notes and see when and what time I need to go, and also to plug in the address in my Waze, which is my GPS system. It's an app that's great. It tells me where all the police officers are, and I need that. So I look at the paper, and it says that I am not supposed to be having my appointment until Tuesday, the 30th, at 9:30. I thought it was today at 8:30. So now I am in the middle of rain, in the middle of rush hour traffic, heading down to Tennessee, and I have to call on my way and reschedule my appointment, which will probably be another month out. Can you believe it? I can. I really can. And I'm laughing at myself. I'm trying not to be mad. And I'm just going to shift and give it to God and say, Lord, you please give me humor about this. And make this be another reminder to practice and learn organization and learn scheduling and learn my calendar and find something that I can look at every single day. Make that a habit. You can learn things, people. It may not be like a gift or a charism that God gave you, but you can learn. And I, after this, I'm learning, people. I am going to really try to schedule more things and make my life more of a schedule than what it is right now. Oh my goodness. Okay, so I did listen to the readings. It was funny, at about 6 o'clock, I was ready to sit down and pray for a couple of hours before my appointment, but looks like I will be doing that in the car. But I did listen to the readings, and there was one thing that totally jumped out at me. It was Barnabas and Paul. They were in Iconium, if you remember the last couple, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, where they got persecuted and pushed out of the city, and they went to Iconium. So now they're there, and they're preaching. And there was a crippled man who was intently looking at Paul and listening to him. And Paul noticed, and I can't remember exactly what the phrase was in the verse, but Paul said he looked at him and knew that he had great faith. So he says to him, get up, and walk. What I don't like about this is he didn't say it in Jesus' name, you know. Then all the people started worshiping Paul and Barnabas, calling them Zeus and Hermes and all this kind of stuff. Oh, the gods have come and visited us. And that's not good, because we always heal if you have the gift of healing, and we always cast out demons, which all of us can do, in the name of Jesus Christ. So that's a bummer. But they were preaching about Jesus, and obviously that's why they said this is why he's healed, because of Jesus. So anyway, going back to... Sorry, I'm merging here. I'm paying attention to while I'm driving. So going back to his faith, because he was listening so intently, and because he had such faith, that was why Paul called him out and said, this guy has enough faith to be healed. And it made me think about how all of us pray, but do we really have the faith that God is going to answer those prayers? Do we really believe that he will take away that addiction, that he will take away that anger, that judgment, that resentment, that worry, that anxiousness? Do we really think that he's going to kick that mortal sin to the curb? Like, that's faith. Faith I use synonymously with trust. You gotta trust that God wants to make you a better person, wants to heal you, but he wants you to have faith that he can. It's like in the book of James, like, you can ask for God's wisdom and he will give it to you, but if you waver and you ask for it, like, you know, with uncertainty and with doubt, then he says in the book of James, then you're like floating around on the ocean without any oars. You're going anywhere the wind blows. And that is not how we should live. We need to trust that God's got this. And we need to pray with confidence. And I know that a lot of us are struggling, all of us, what am I talking about? Every single one of us is struggling with something. It's laziness, it's maybe being too comfortable, and that's the sin of sensuality. You know, there's three major root sins that all of us have. It's the sin of pride, it's the sin of vanity, and it's the sin of sensuality. And sensuality isn't just pleasure. Sensuality is being too lazy or being set in your comfort zone. Like, you like your life, even though you're not happy with it. I lived this way forever because I was lazy. And I also had the pleasure side. So I had full bore sensuality issues. And that means you're too lazy to make the changes. You're too uncomfortable to step out of your comfort zone. And that is the whole Christian walk. So if you got something in your life that you want to change, then get on it. Step out of that comfort zone. I remember when I left my executive career for this ministry, I was like, what am I doing? I don't know anybody. I don't know how to write a book. I don't know how to publish a book. I don't know how to design a book. I don't know how to market a book. I don't know how to do a website, even though I was in IT. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I was scared to death, but I did it. And even today, I'm learning all the time. I didn't know how to do a podcast till I did a podcast. You know what I mean? I didn't know with my body how to work out until I learned how to work out. I didn't know how to eat a true keto lifestyle that was going to give me energy and kick out all my sugar cravings until I learned and I did it. I didn't know the Bible until I read it and I learned it. I didn't know the faith until I learned it. I mean, this is the Christian walk. We have to be constantly seeking new things and learning new things. Guess what my next thing is to learn? To learn how to schedule my day. To learn how to schedule my time. And I'm not going to just like, okay, it'll happen, it'll work, you know, because I do leave a lot to the Holy Spirit, and I'm thankful that he smacked me up the head this morning at 6 o'clock and saying, look at your note. Make sure that you know what's going on with your day. Oh boy. And have faith. So when you leap forward in that leap of faith, maybe you've got a illness or your body isn't right or your mind isn't right, you know? I mean, research things. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you and lead you to places and things that will heal you. Probably not modern medicine, but that's just my biased opinion. I just don't think that much of the medical community is out for our good. We have some good doctors out there, but most of them write a lot of prescriptions, and that doesn't get rid of the root cause. And that is the problem. Most people want a pill, not to solve the root problem. Okay, I'm sorry, I don't mean to get off on that medical thing, but that is why I'm healthier, I will tell you that, because I'm not following what the food pyramid tells me to eat. I don't want cereal in my life. That stuff is brutal for you. It's all about making money. And once we realize that and we start taking our own health into our own hands and we go look on different search engines for different answers, we might find what'll work for us. So have faith. Trust when you pray that God is going to heal you of whatever the situation is in His time. But we also have to step up and do things to heal ourselves. Get out of our comfort zone. Stop being lazy. Stop being afraid or scared or not believing that this problem that we've had our entire life will never go away. I need to tell you, people, I am 125 pounds. I haven't been 125 pounds since I was like 7. I'm not kidding. And I'm not bragging about this. I'm just telling you that every time I get on the scale, because I want to see, it's not the weight, I want to see what my percentage is of my body fat and my muscle mass. That's what I'm after, is changing my body composition. So when I see that all those numbers and I see that I'm a certain BMI and I'm like, oh my gosh, I've never been this fit in my life. Never. In my 20s, oh my gosh, in my 20s I was like 165, 170. And I'm a big bone chick. I mean, I'm not using that as an excuse. I wear a size 9 shoe and I've got, I don't know, probably a 7 ring. You know, I'm sometimes bracelets don't fit because my bones are just big. They fit now though, I'll tell you that, because I don't have a lot of chunk on my wrist. Anyway, I did it all because I asked and I prayed to God to make it work. If you remember Advent of 2022, I kept praying, God, please help me. There's no way I'm going to be able to build a home because I can't even bend down and pick something up. I was probably 165 pounds back then. And I sit and I think, oh my goodness, maybe even close to 170. I don't know. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed, and then He connected it. It clicked. Everything made sense. After I was on the keto diet for a while, I knew this is the answer. This is the answer. Thank you, God. And then working out and building muscle. Not all I do is walk. I do an occasional DVD because I just love this HIIT workout. It's high intensity interval training because it's fun. I shake my body up a little bit. I mean, I do walk for a while. I mean, I walk about an hour and a half each time I go walking. But I'm telling you, the lifting weights has changed everything. Everything. And I wasn't a weightlifter, and I don't even have weights. I mean, I have old circa 1980 weeder bench with the circular weights. I don't have dumbbells enough to lift, so I have these 2 10-pound discs that I have to stuff my thumb in. I mean, it hurts to hold those things. I mean, I'm doing what I can with what I got. Maybe when I get down to Tennessee, I'll buy a whole new set of dumbbells or something, but that's all I'm doing, is doing dumbbell workouts in my own home. And that's all you have to do too. Anyway, okay. Have faith that God will heal you. Have faith that He will help you take those steps toward your new spiritual life, your soul, your mind, your body. So every time that we learn something new, we're using our mind. Every time that we're moving our body, we're also using our mind. Remember, when we exercise, we are exercising our brain because our brain has to make our body move those muscles and flip on those neurons and all that kind of stuff. So exercise is the best if you want to stay away from Alzheimer's and all those kind of mental illnesses. Work out your body and you're working out your brain. And again, pray all the way through it. God is here with you. God is going to support you. God will heal you from whatever it is that you're dealing with. Okay, let's pray. Because you know, when I'm in the car, I can talk to you all forever. I got nowhere to go. But you guys have lives. Okay, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, ignite a fire in us to go to God the Father, to you, to Jesus the healer, to take care of whatever it is that is bringing us down, whatever it is that isn't making us the best Christian that we can be, whatever it is that we are afraid of because we're worried of failure yet again. Help us to pray for your wisdom, for your healing, for your guidance, for your zeal, for this change in our lives. And have us pray with confidence that we know, we have faith, we trust that you will help us because you are our life. You are our everything. We can do nothing without you. No thing. So we give this to you and we ask you to help us with it. And we thank you in advance because we know that you love us so much that you want us to be the people that you created us to be. And now we are going to pray for all of the souls who left this earth before us by name. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In your holy, glorious, merciful, healing name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to do it, people. I'm going to start to really drop in my calendar and make that a part of my life. Now, there's something that just doesn't sit right with me with that. What do I mean? Because I want God to guide my day. But there are certain things that I should be doing, especially when I have appointments and things like that. So that's more or less what I want to get back to, is just to look the night before, or maybe, you know, on the Sunday before the work week starts, what do I have going on? And then look at the following day, the night before, and just pay more attention and write things down. In other words, put it in my phone, because if I write things down, now I have 7 different spiral notebooks all over the place, or tiny little pieces of paper, and then I go back and I find them, and I'm like, what was this? Like, I literally have to go through a stack of paper, because I write down little inspirations that come to me, and I don't want to drop them, and don't want to lose them, so I just have this stack. It's literally an inch thick. just things that come to me and I just grab a piece of paper when I should just put it in my phone in a notes app and be done with it, but I don't. And I'm going to get into my closets and my bedroom and just start purging, because I have way too many clothes that other people can use that don't fit me anymore. And one of the things that I used to do was to keep sizes, 4 different sizes in my closet, because I just never knew what size I was going to be. And I look at myself now and I think, no way am I going back to living a life that was out of control. I love to work out. I look forward to working out. I love the way that my body feels. I like the way that my body looks. That's a nice little side bonus. And I have energy that I've never had before, and I do not crave sugar and sweets. And that to me is like a total game changer. And now that I'm not drinking, I have so much more time to take care of my body and to take care of my house and all that kind of stuff. So that is going to be the next thing, because guess what? Yes, this is a long one. Sorry, everyone. I forgot to mention that they're going to start on the tile in the bathrooms this week. I have the floor. I don't know if they're totally done with the floor, but they're starting on the tile this week. That means that I can get, and I'm also going to have the kitchen cabinets on Wednesday installed, and hopefully get to my countertop people and get that done. And then I can have my plumber come in and put all the fixtures on there. And then, my friends, I think I can pass final inspection. And then I can actually live there and not in a hotel, which would be wonderful. So remember, two weeks ago this day, I was complaining about how things just were not happening fast enough, how I was ticked off that, you know, it was taking forever. And now look, it seems like, oh my gosh, everything is coming together all at the same time. I'm amazed. And I really do pray and hope that everything will be done. I'm just so excited. Oh, thank you, God. And these are the times that I have to thank Him for giving me that patience, for asking me or prompting me in my heart to just give Him my impatience, let's just say that, and for Him to take over. You know, just incredible. Okay. Pray for me as I drive down. Help me not to speed, which I have been doing while I was on this phone, which is not good. I just noticed. I looked down. I'm like, hey, you're going a little fast. But at least I'm aware. And this is the walk, right? I didn't even used to think about it before. But now I do. And I'm grateful for that awareness. Let's just say that. Okay, time to let you go. I love you all. Find something more with God. I just can't say it enough. If you go with your soul and you give it all to God, He will then bring it down to your mind and your body, and you will be changed. Have a blessed and inspired day.